This is November the 17th, 1988, 10:30 a.m. Greetings, Commander.
Good morning. Would you like her to go for Chief Harbor?
It would be better.
Patton. Light.
Thank you.
I'll give you a little secret. Thank you once for being attending. But I would ask that, especially if we are going to meet, leave our pepper out of anything different. That's too much of a dilation. I do that. That's one of the portions of being a speaker. Once the body is basically turned over to me, all those blood vessels will dilate. Blood pressure will come completely under control. And whoever will have complete hot flashes. Let me give you another little secret that she will find humorous. I hope she will find it humorous. Always has had trouble with secrets. Therefore, any time she is going to eat secrets, she usually will have an antihistamine. Let me tell you why. Back in what was known as Greece, those ones dispensing of the poisons did not wish it to be unpalatable on top of everything else. So it was mixed equally in equal proportion with lemon and honey. I tell you this in great humor because what you have been every now and then in your past experiences does impact what you are today. For you once have walked the road and you have returned. And many of these things will be coming into your attention now as you move forward. That is just a little bit of a side for her later. I think maybe the meeting was mostly called. I'm not sure by myself as much as once in group. So what shall we begin? What shall be our agenda?
We would discuss with you the content of Elmoria's message this morning. There are a number of questions and clarifications that could be had.
Are these answers that cannot be brought forth from within?
There are no answers that cannot be brought forth from within.
Thank you, Aubrey. Yes, I would hear of him.
All right. Dorma had perceived that the reference to God's little creatures being plucked was more to the little crystals than to, shall we say, birds.
Yes. Big crystals, little crystals, all crystals, growing creatures. And in your New Age movement, to get in touch with yourself, ones go about destroying what is there. And the answers that are being perceived as receiving of the highest energies or not. One never destroys or sacrifices. Hear me. One never destroys or sacrifices any of God's creatures for self. And be it a little crystal that you do not perceive is of any importance greatly, except unto you as a receiving device was put there for an explicit purpose. Don't dishonor the ones you already have by casting them from you, or if you find them uprooted, but to break them off and fracture them drains their life source. They are only good thereafter for programming. There are ones that have made sacrifices of themselves for that purpose. But it is no different than killing of a goat or a sheep or a man. Things come forth for purposes. Many have come forth to be, quote, sacrificed. But it is the intent that is important, and you will never find fulfillment and peace within your soul after having destroyed of that which was not yours to destroy. You have but one gift that you may destroy that brings pain to the Father, but that is yourself. Did I give that one?
Mm-hmm. Very good. Others need to pitch in on these questions and make sure we get them all asked. To others, other groups who are having difficulties. I presume that to avoid that, all we can do, what we can do, is to consult with you and our inner selves at those times when we have conflicts of opinion or differences of direction.
Yes. More especially within yourself. You will know. I will tell you now that you will know that none of the higher energies would come giving you contradictory directions from me. If it appears to be contradictory, look very, very carefully at it. It might well be a little nudging to consider something that you're overlooking, and then you must be very cautious. Ask them in for further input, for clarity of thought. For if it is incorrect thinking, it simply will not come to be. And you must really carefully look within whatever it is you plan to do and see why you are doing it, really, or why you are not doing it, actually. And Dorma says, oh, mother, another lesson. Well, I'm sorry, Chris. We're about to blunder. When Moria speaks of groups, Moria has begun groups. The one in Tahlequah and the one in Minnesota are basically what I consider a disgrace to the Holy Father. And that may be perceived by anyone, anywhere. There is rancor among workers. There is prodding for leadership. There is desire to even cast out the leader who set it up. It is no different with clairprophets, group in Wyoming. It was her husband who brought forth the great teaching. And Mario was very close to these ones.
And now they have set up, what is it, Guru Mama? That is an insult to the energy. That effort at carrying on the work. But look within at what has happened there. She loves it. And it cannot flourish. It is built on no foundation at all. They will have an agricultural community unaccepted by their village because they came into town in self-purity. Yes, they walk gently about the streets. That's worse. That's worse because they have set themselves aside and apart. And yet the very actions that take place within the group indicate the failure of the message to have arrived at the heart place. This is far too important a mission. I would discuss this if Father Lee, anyone would care to.
Well, you just made the comment, Commander, that we are about to blunder. Would you care to expand on that?
Where would you think you might be blundering? I want discussion. I'm not going to just lecture. That was Moyer's word. I will not speak for him. I perceive I understand more surely what he means. But it's more important that you understand it. What do you perceive in reading his words? And I would be happy to linger while you read his words.
I thought his words were very clear and personal.
Well, what do they relate to, Rick? I don't want to close the conversation.
I'm just trying to keep things rolling.
I appreciate it. I hear you. So we should have a bit of input from ones in the group.
On page 4 it says, I implore of you not to blunder so close to the temptation of easy solutions. All that is necessary, and all was necessary, and all barter necessary will flow into and unto. We have very little time for learning of negative lessons. In your perceived lack of You may rush foolishly. You have no need to cut corners nor accept the interim demands. I don't know what demands they're talking about, but this talks about some quick and easy solution that we may blunder into. I don't know what it is.
Well, we made a very strong attempt to obtain funding from Josephine. And that could be what they're referring to. Certainly, we were thwarted in that effort.
Not completely. Josephine needed it. The contact was very, very necessary. She's a child of Joseph, and she needed it. And I want you, while we have a little bit of an aside here, some in the group have not been exposed in total, and certainly were not exposed to the conversation, at which point none of you will be always included. It would blow everybody away. You cannot move as one. All ones have directions. We do not go in mass, as would the Jehovah's Witnesses, to twist you into little knots. Josephine needed it. Josephine goes to church and listens to her gurus, searching for truth, peace, always outside. Having found a great deal of balance through some very, very hard experiences, She is to be loved with compassion. She wishes to do her bit. But she has been, quote, in your language, screwed so many times. How else should she respond? She's in the midst of being had by, quote, partners. Why would she need more? Now, do you think it really helps to be terrified of Hatton and have to have the neighbors or friends in because you cannot be alone? That tells you something, doesn't it? I don't want to face what is there within. And if I keep battling, it'll go away. It won't go away. Hatton doesn't go away. And she can get all of Stallion Springs into her living room to talk about it, and it will not go away. For once you've met the truth, never again can you walk in the untruth. You can't refuse it. And you can stumble around and blunder the rest of your days. But you will never be without the truth again. And it will be an actual, deliberate denial of it. It would be better to play the game just in case. There was no mistaking on her part. She recognized of me. Would anyone who sat in that room deny that? I would like to hear it on this tape.
I would not deny that.
I would not deny that. Yes, it was a blessing.
Yes. And she knows it.
The change in her face was a blessing.
And my dear, it was partially because of acceptance of her as she was and is. And she is going to get help, regardless of what games she is playing. You see, in order to buffer against the games being played against, you conjure up bigger and better blocks and games. And that's what you ones are doing in many ways. Josephine is a blessed one. And she would participate, but she has to feel her way. And she will feel her way through the stability of that which is Larry. It does not require some religious affirmation. It requires acceptance of truth and trust. And she has not found anyone other than Larry Skelly that she can trust for a long, long time. So we patiently allow these ones to blame their eyes on them and accept of us in their hearts. It was not to be, quote, a quick fix of some sort. You don't need a quick fix of any sort. You need contributions from ones within. And if that does not come, then you patiently wait until the plan unfolds. I will tell you, Gary Moody, John Jeffers will come forth. And all else pushing helps, yes. But your problem is interim living. I do not care about Panamanians or the criminal element that runs that program. Oh, they will make their contributions to this place, but not at your expense. They're going to learn. They do not think with God. But the first one through, they may try to think with. Except that you will have so many piled up behind the first one, they'll be just happy to see you. They're not going to play games with you. And for the same reason that Otto has honorably, he can't quit playing the game, for he has a set of limitations. Oh, don't kid yourself. He is very busy and very diligently building in your behalf in Munich and Switzerland. That's your important one, not some blasted trip to Panama on the 9th of December. And if other ones would tend to that one, fine. And if there are funds flowing at that time, go. I'm not saying don't go, but examine your reasons very carefully. For there are ones who are going to precipitate a lot of funding for their businesses, for their personal growth, who will claim they have no funds with which to go, and therefore tickets. Do you have funds for four tickets, Oberly?
No, sir.
No. You made the reservations in trust that we would tend it. I did not necessarily tell you I would tend it with money, did I?
No.
So let us see. Unfortunately, it brings forth very often the ones really playing the game. The ones who protect themselves from any perceived attachment to, quote, this group. Is there something wrong with this group? We do not come in ever like promoters. And that's what we're on the borderline of becoming. It will not be. I'm sorry, gentlemen. We will not go and stir up the land elements. If you can gather enough, which all you need is amount of acreage and projected bidding, you can make inquiries of other land companies, the land behind this dwelling, the land across the way, known as the Loop Ranch, and that one of Water Canyon. Proposals may be quietly, secretly, and silently made. They will not be touched. These are sacred places. It must be handled with most quiet delicacy. That's why we have not gone out and gone forth to every realtor. We want no realtors, really, but we're stuck with having to have some. I don't want not one more finger tied up in Asadurian property. Oberly speaks with that one. You're right on the ragged edge of stomping all over each other. And that's what Moria is speaking of. Please, I would receive. I don't want to leave a meeting where ones are unsettled just to go and talk about it one with another. Let us talk about it one with another right here.
I know you should bring up your message from Sultan.
Please.
The feeling that there was an error there.
Let us not consider error.
What shall we consider?
Let us hear what it is.
Let's hear it.
What are you referring to, Jay?
The Rolling Oaks property as combined with certain other properties. His message having to do with that. You didn't read it, but you told me about it.
In the process of a proposal for a piece of property, I guess we put a name on it so far, which is changeable, called Rolling Oaks on the corner of Jeffrey and 202. I think there's 36 acres there. Good for single family type estates or ranchettes, some commercial, and then some multifamily on the same area.
The name
effort to put together a proposal for Otto to do a bond on the property to be improved and developed for KBT homes. And it's in the process now. But the information basically was inspiration to do such a thing so we could have acreage starting to be put together with outside money in the way of bonds to have property put together. Possibly individual lots were considered to be in the Golden Hills area as part of the proposal, or any other pieces of property that we could show as what you would say is dividable for lots so that there could be a bond put on it, whether we built on it or not. At least the money would come in on it for the improvements or to continue with the building process. So when the ABT factory was completed, that lots would be secured and ready to be built upon. That was an overview of what
this came from. Soltec?
Was there
I don't understand what the connection is.
It was what Oberle is referring to is I was writing with Soltec, and in the middle of the writing I ended up writing an overview of how to put the proposal together for the acreage, which is a combination between myself and Soltec, I think.
Now let me clarify. What I heard of the discussion, including some of those things, was that Soltec would help you get that proposal together within the next 2 or 3 days and have it out of here this week.
Why are we doing this?
Why are we doing what?
Why are we doing this proposal? Why are we after that land? There's only one piece of land out there that I care about even beginning to be questioned, and that is Daylene's property, what we are calling Daylene's property. It's already zoned. It's already in the hands of land management. So that could quietly be investigated. We're not in the business, brothers, of buying up land. But for what purpose? To build houses upon? After you have the money, you go and tinker with the land.
Looks to me, though, that the point of that particular piece of property is that it is extremely prime property to the growth of the community because, as Randall pointed out yesterday, it would be the last or the first or whichever you have it, commercial property between the entire Cummings Valley and Old Town.
Well, I'm not saying you don't get it either.
But it was also used for a prototype in order to put a proposal together for additional land, whether it's Diane's land or whatever land is needed. It doesn't necessarily have to go on that piece of property. It was a starting factor for a proposal to be done in the future. And it was working with a package which Otto has approved in Colorado for a man that put an $8 million package together just on raw land, and Otto approved it. In process now, and it was in the same kind of thing, and I used it as an example to put pieces of land in that area. This Jeffrey piece of property, I guess it almost attaches to what they call Diane's property, right in that same, on that knoll.
Yes, and I
think
that
the two could be put together or one separately, and that's what the thought was from. I didn't have any information on the Diane property. Every time I ask about it, someone says it's with the syndicate, and I don't ever go any farther with it. I was out on Sunday and saw an open house on this particular piece of property and was given enough information to go forward with it for a couple of days. That's where it came from.
Let me question. Let's think about this very carefully. We put a proposal in, and we send it all about, name it Otto. What have we accomplished? We are talking about bonding.
Brother, we're not going to play games with the government. Nor are we going to play games with Otto. We get bonded and we get money. As far as I am concerned, brethren, you are then obligated to do what you have said you would do. As long as you are loan money against something, plans can change. Once you are bonded, that is legal. And maybe there will never be one house or one piece of industry on that property. The only reason that I see that property there as a possibility for industry is if for some reason, quote, the boys, I see no reason. If we were going to, we can build another flower, another snowflake on that property, yes, but that's a long, long way down any road. That can sit there forever until it all falls apart, as long as we have our name on it. I would never, please, go with any proposal that requires bonding. Always deal with these ones with land on the basis of just projection. If you know that you're going to have to put something on it, then you can go for bonding. But you have much commercial property right across from North Tehachapi on John's place that will be far better for anything that you're going to be doing now, because that is where it's going to be bid first. These are distractions. If you can deal with these ones, put together a proposal possibly for the land. But be very careful what you give to Otto or Panama, or to anyone for that matter, for they can follow that with a paper trail. And remember what you are about, and that is anonymity. As far as ownership, quite frankly, this is why I would have preferred to have Crawford and Guthrie in your teamship, and then they could go get all of that nonsense done. But they don't want to play that game. They're running in terror that nothing is going to happen. And unfortunately, I witnessed that many of you ones are also. In your time, I would really appreciate it if you find out about where in the world this so-called land syndicate is. Everybody pronounces what everybody else says. Somebody told me it was a land syndicate. Well, it may be John Noon's for all anybody knows. It isn't, but it could be. And if anybody starts digging in this land behind this house, I am really going to be irritated. We already have contact with Sullivan and Clack. And I want no attention brought to it. And then at such time, we can either project it as being built so that we do not have to build it, but we will never have infrastructure bonding. It will never be built like that. Really going to be pissed off if any of you are getting offended. This is a conference. I am not throwing stones. I am so grateful for you.
There are two kinds of bonding, Commander. One is the kind that requires the city or the county to participate, and is called assessment bonding.
Yes.
Those are tax-free, quote, tax-free municipal type bonds.
Yes.
The bonding that Randall was referring to is another technique utilized by Otto and others to finance projects.
Against land.
Yes.
So that you have a real estate.
That's correct.
Involved.
That's right. The land functions as the collateral, secured by a lien. secured by trust deed, actually. Is that correct, Randy?
Yes.
Well, tell me about it, somebody.
Well, Randall, continue then. You have discussed thoroughly, in my estimation, the municipal tax-free type bonding. It does differ somewhat from this other. And we don't want to be moved away from a positive type of financing unless it's appropriate that we be moved away without everybody understanding everything.
All right, let us reason together for a little bit here about importance and priorities. There are all of these pieces of land around that have been perceived overly. We have discussed it at great length. Where are all of our back teachings? Have I given a year of my time to be simply tucked in a drawer somewhere?
Yes.
Yes. That's thrilling for me to hear.
Well, at least it is tucked in a drawer.
The land, yes. If you need real estate attached to it some way for our projects, become priority. For instance, Asadorian, we need that building. We're going to need that land. You can project a horse track on it, and it gives it a real estate base. Whatever you need to get that funded, so we have that building. I am not interested in land that is totally secure, while that sits with nothing done against it. We're going to need greenhouses and places for research. That means we need all of the land, brothers, from the lake on Water Canyon all the way to the top of that hill, and no one does anything about it, including the real estate people.
By the top of the hill, do you mean the Y Camp?
Yes. Well, I mean all of that around the Y Camp. All of you want to go and meditate in those hills. Well, you're not going to meditate because that land is going to get too expensive. It's necessary we have the land. Please just understand it that way. It completely is surrounded and surrounding of the sacred altar that would be set aside. Mostly for Indians.
Well, that would seem to be the most secure of all of the land around.
Maybe it is.
It's the least interesting to other people.
Maybe it is.
Are you suggesting that we spend some time concentrating in that area?
No. No, brothers, I'm not. I'm talking about priorities. Do we have a motion picture studio proposal done? Do we have a Costco we went by this afternoon? Have someone working on it? Do we have a home club? Is anybody working on Tehachapi lumber? What about our industrial heavy equipment? You cannot build a dome without equipment. And it already appears that time may have lapsed to the point that the game playing has gone on amongst the ones who are going to house the dome. You see, they have not cleared with your town to build a 35-story dome. Now, maybe that will capture the imagination of someone in your city. But the first thing they're going to say, because these two have rubbed the city the wrong way, is not on your life, buddy. We're already overbuilt. What did your Chamber of Commerce tell you, maybe? Randall, what did they say to you?
They said that there was a lot of property that was already wells overbuilt, and that they were finally catching up, but the growth factor not catching up with the growth and the way of people moving in here. I don't know. I have a mixed thought in that respect. I can't answer that. Because in one time, the last time we went in there with Rick and I yesterday, or the day before, they said that there was about 30-some people a week inquiring to move into this area.
Inquiring and doing it are two different things.
Right.
However, where the serious, serious problem lies is in city facilities. You are already past capacity in the sewage system. There is a $3.5 million bond that would be issued to increase your sewer system. It is poorly devised. It will not work. And it only takes you 3 years of projected growth at 3%. When we put up 6 studios, don't you think they're going to fall over on their faces? And a Costco, and a home club, and a major, major supermarket.
Commander, the sewage issue seems to keep coming up. It came up yesterday or the day before in the conversation at the Chamber of Commerce. Randall and I have kicked it around a bit. Do you have any suggestions? Should we be looking at putting in our own system?
Yes, sir.
He suggested it.
Yes, sir.
He suggested it at the Chamber of Commerce.
All the way down between Tehachapi and Mojave. However, they would be very happy for you to relieve them of their problem. You will not take care of your own on your own. As they are willing to float a municipal tax-free bond issue that you can also buy the bonds to purchase land. It is the best way to purchase land for anyone giving up their land. And that requires great engineering. They don't even want to hear more roads and more sewer needs. And unless you can get them behind you, Otto is very foolish if he loans against land. Please let us give these men something to loan against.
That sewer system has been a concern of mine for a while.
Yes, it is a serious, serious problem in this place.
Just in that sewer system they have here, $1,000 a year is just in carting away some of that old water, the overflow. They can't even handle it now.
No. They just dug some more shallow ditches to put it in just this last year. This year. They have taken Band-Aid therapy and it has already, the tumor has outgrown the Band-Aid. It does several things, however. It secures the land up in this foothill area. Most of it will not perk well the higher you get to the mountain, which would be the desirable lots. It would be a long time before you will run the sewer system up here because the system cannot be handled the way it is. And until the sewer system is taken into full consideration, that would be what will limit your bidding.
Should we get involved with that full consideration now? Because if it's going to slow down, ultimately stop growth or building. Expansion.
How are you going to do that without going down there and playing our hand?
That's why I asked.
I'd like to talk a little bit about the sewer.
Thank you. I would like to get off of the hook. I don't want to give you answers. I want you to come up with them,
well,
and then we can use guidance. Please, Alan, go on.
Okay, I think things that you've been mentioning about the sewer problem in this community has helped to bring other people here that aren't familiar with it. I've been aware of it for quite a few years and concerned about it. Because of the percolation problem, what's happening is the sewer waste deposit, the nitrates, are starting, they have started already, seeping into our water table. the community is well aware of it. There's been meetings and research being done for several years now.
Yes.
If you look at this week's newspaper, there's a really big article on the whole problem. There's a questionnaire that's going to be sent out to all property owners, I think within the next week or two. There's meetings scheduled, open community meetings that are scheduled to be coming up within the next few weeks. That I think everybody here and everybody we know should be going to those meetings and getting aware of, you know, what's going on with the whole problem. It's true, I think, that they're not going to allow major development until something is figured out.